Firefighters in Florida rescued a horse that fell into a septic tank and was nearly submerged in raw sewage. A horse submerged in raw sewage is also known as an Arby's beef and cheddar.
Arby's, we eat the horse.
I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Saturday, and you know what that means.
It's not Saturday.
Okay, it's late Friday.
Yeah, give it about an hour and a half and it's Saturday.
Also, just realized, I don't have my headset on, so no one say a word till I put it on. You be quiet.
Oh, no, I'm doing it.
No, you stop it. You stop it. There's going to be
it's almost Saturday.
All right, there we go. But now I can't hear anybody because I didn't turn my headset on. Give me a second. Goddamn fucking professional over here.
This is what you get.
Y'all there?
For listening to me. Why would you listen to me?
Okay.
This is the part of the show where you go, Hunter, I trusted you. And I go, why?
Hunter, I trusted you.
Why?
All right. So we got that nippled in the bud. My name.
No. That's not what that means.
it's horse time. No longer. This is the first episode, Hunter.
Of what?
Of horse time. This is the first episode of horse time because I'm officially changing the title today.
Oh, so like I've been changing it on Reddit for the better part of like 2 months now?
Yeah, because you said something that struck me the other day and it's absolutely true. You said, why is it called legendary, you know, group chat or whatever? You're not even in the group chat anymore. And I thought, I'm not. So
no, even the group chat itself is not really because Ace is out with some personal issues and you've been gone for months now, even though it's still named the legendary PZ85 group chat. So, I mean, I still keep it around because I still talk to those people, but it's slowly reaching a point where I talk to all those people in the specific chats far more.
Right.
And I hate to say it, but Cody's like, well, no, Cody's in the plays chat now.
Yeah.
So really, who am I talking to in the main? It's Dalton. That's it. He's the only one left. Well, who I don't know. I'm still in the PWU chat.
Oh, I'm not.
So, yeah.
Am I?
Well, I mean, granted, we haven't used it since, we haven't used it since December 3rd. So, no, there really isn't anybody I don't talk to elsewhere.
I've thought about coming back to the chat, but I really don't want to. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. With me tonight on this late edition, half edition of Horse Time here on Podzilla 1985. It's Double H, he eats the horse.
That's right. I use the horse mouth. I eat the horse.
And also joining us tonight for no reason, Lindsay Wolfgang.
So since this is technically the first December recording of Horse Time, shouldn't it, like, for seasonal be, like, reindeer games or something like that?
Reindeer games!
That was my favorite Ben Affleck movie when I didn't know he was in any other movie.
Are you sure? Because he was the bomb in Phantoms.
That's what I was told. Well, that's what I heard.
I am most definitely not naming this show Reindeer Games, that's for sure. There's nothing funny about that.
I didn't say it was a good idea.
Maybe if it was like reindeer anus, you know? No, that's no good.
That's
too far.
That's too far. Reindeer.
You were very cranky last night. Is that still going to be the case? I've only listened to the first like half of yesterday's show, but you were very critical.
Yeah, after the show, I thought to myself, like, man, I was a dick. Like, I was straight up pissy on that show, and I don't know why. Like, nothing particularly set me off. Nothing bad really happened. It's just
apparently Sephiroth did. Well, is what I heard.
He does not tickle my fancy. That's for sure. But when we started recording, I don't know. I just got irrationally angry, and it was one of those days that like within the first 20 minutes of the show, I had checked out immediately, and I had thought about quitting the show again because I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. And then towards the end of it, I got better, and I'm like, all right, it's still fun. But yeah, that first like 20, 30, that first half that you listened to, I was almost insufferable, which I don't
know. I'll listen to the other half of it tomorrow morning.
It gets better.
I'm on my way.
It gets a lot better. I get less pissy. I don't know. You know, you fans out there that are listening to this, because I know you are, what do you like? Do you like it when I'm happy or do you like it when I'm depressed? You can be honest. No one's going to judge you.
send us a mail to our web zone
at we'll... diddling ding 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 at hotmail.com.
If you could spell that. And if you're watching, you wait like I am, but a little. I don't know where I was going with that. I just want to quote Kenny Rogers. That's really the only reason we're here.
It really, I was watching the Kenny Rogers Jackass again, and I did not know that there were so many Kenny Rogers skits on Mad TV. I thought it was just the Kenny Rogers Jackass, and I remember the Punked, but there's like the reality show. There was the Ice Cream Parlor. I didn't see any of that, and I watched Mad TV growing up. I thought I had a pretty good grip on Mad TV. But I guess I stopped watching it at a point because I didn't watch any of the episodes with, I believe, I know, Peele, Jordan Peele. I know Jordan Peele was on it.
Yeah.
And I think Keegan Michael Key was on it too.
I think so.
But I missed all of their episodes. I checked out by that point.
The Kenny Rogers thing. Why were they obsessed with Kenny Rogers?
Mm-mm. That's the thing. I've yet to find an official answer.
Yeah, no one knows. Will Sasso, I guess, just thought it was funny. And to his credit, it was, because he's the worst Kenny Rogers. Oh my God.
What really gets me, all right, you mentioned the Ice Cream Parlor one. We were talking about that one earlier before we got on here. That's the first one. And it's like relatively normal. They did it at the same time that Kenny Rogers Roasters was a big deal. And like Seinfeld had a whole episode about that. So, you know, everybody was kind of on and on about Kenny Rogers having his own chicken restaurants. So then they made fun of him by having an ice cream parlor. And it was the typical Mad TV sketch. It has nothing to do with the person involved. It's just an excuse to make a mess out of everything. Like, he's constantly pouring ice cream on people and then throwing it in their faces and stuff.
Right.
And then they went hard immediately from that to Kenny Rogers Jackass. And suddenly he's a complete moron.
He's got the spiky mullet. Baseball. Yeah. And the cut
off Jack Daniels out of the bottle. And
cut off flannel shirt and shit. I wonder.
And then the Fear Factor one, by that time, they make him a complete, like, literally, he spends the entire Fear Factor one talking about how he thinks he's at a charity golf tournament. And then he eats a kitten. That happens. I'm not making this up.
I can only imagine that Will Sasso ran into Kenny Rogers at an event and Kenny snubbed him and Will said, I'm gonna use my.
Here we go.
I'm going to use my talent and my privilege platform to destroy you. But it's good. It's good shit. I'm a fan of Will Sasso. I always thought he was funny.
You know how I often forget was on that show, and it's crazy that I can manage to forget this because she was in so much.
Oh, hold on! Don't tell me. Let me guess. Is it? It's not Alex Borstein, is it?
Yes.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah. I really honestly forget, because she plays Wing, the like super stereotypical Chinese character that they put on there.
Yeah,
I had, I don't even know she is Chinese. She's Korean technically, isn't she? Because she runs a nail place. Yeah. And that was the stereotype. That was the bit. But it's very weird to me, not just because she, you know, is Lois and Family Guy, and obviously that's her most probably, I guess, prolific role, but she's in so much other stuff and relatively serious stuff. She has a huge role in that Marvelous Miss Maisel on Amazon. She's like the sidekick character in that thing. She's in there constantly. And then to go back and see her doing this just ridiculous over-the-top Rosie O'Donnell in that Fear Factor sketch is just like, man, that really was her. Okay, all right.
There's a lot of people. You know, we can get in this Mad TV versus SNL first. First off, Lindsay, did you watch Mad TV?
Not really. Like, I mean, I remember seeing a few skits, but I did not really watch a lot of it.
And that's why it's not a contest. SNL won a lot.
Oh, SNL, yeah. Well, I was watching the Kenny Rogers skit today, and one of the replies was, oh, this is like SNL if SNL were funny. And I thought, I mean, this skit's good, but did you watch the rest of Mad TV? Because
the thing.
It wasn't great, but looking through the cast list here, there's some good names on here. David Herman, Orlando Jones, Phil LaMarr, Artie Lang was on it. I don't even remember Artie Lang being on it.
Oh, yeah. Ari Spears was on it for a long time. Ari Spears. Hilarious.
I was a big fan of Nicole Sullivan and Deborah Wilson. Both of those were great. Who else we got here? Will Sasso, of course. Ari Spears, like you said. Mo Collins. There's more. Hold on. I think Jeff Richards is someone I like. Yeah, Jeff Richards. I like Jeff Richards. And then, you know, you get to, Taron Killam was on it?
Briefly, yeah.
Wow.
I think he's the only person who was on both Mad TV and SNL, if I remember correctly, as far as like a regular cast member.
Yeah, I did not know that. I must have missed that part. And yeah, Keegan-Michael Key was, him and Jordan Peele were on at the same time in the later seasons. And then you get to, I'm looking to see if there's anyone else that I know particularly, and no, that's pretty much it. But there's one on there that I remember everyone made such a big deal about to be, about how funny he was. And I think he got his own show after this, and I never saw the appeal. Can you guess what I'm going to say?
No.
Off the top of your head? Frank Caliendo.
Oh, yeah. Frank Caliendo's almost his entire career was built on that John Madden impression.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, it's a very good impression. But it just, I did not know he got his own show. Yeah, that's a terrible idea. That's no good.
Yeah, it was Frank TV, which is on TBS. And I remember it coming out. And yeah, no, it just.
So it even sounds like Mad TV. It even sounds like they were aping Mad TV.
Well, I mean,
was it a sketch show, I guess?
Well, it's similar. So this is the description. Frank TV was an American sketch comedy show starring Mad TV veteran Frank Caliendo, Mike McRae, and Freddie Lockhart. Caliendo hosted the show and performed his sketches in full makeup as characters he impersonated. So this really was just like an SNL-style show, but it was all about Frank Caliendo.
No, that's not good.
This was the rocket ship I guess they were going to strap to his back to send him off into space, but I don't think it ever panned out.
That feels like if you had taken, like Keenan, if you'd just taken it from SNL and go, okay, we're just going to give Keenan a sketch show. I feel like Keenan himself would be like, but why? Just let me keep being on SNL. Like,
I'll say
this is working well.
I'll say another probably unpopular opinion, but I'll stand by it, is that In Living Color is not as funny as you remember it.
Nope. Some, you're right. It's not.
Some skits are really good.
It does not hold up over time.
It does not. A lot of it, you had to be there in that time period and growing up with it. But, you know, Jim Carrey got a start on there. And watching Jim Carrey on that show, there were a couple skits I really liked. But Jesus Christ, I forgot how fucking obnoxious Jim Carrey is. Mm-hmm. It's hard to watch him sometimes. It's like take any of his movie roles where you hated how over the top he was, and that was every In Living Color skit basically. His Fire Marshal Bill, I know everyone loves Fire Marshal Bill. I was never a fan. Thought it was a stupid skit. No. Didn't think it was funny. The only skit I can remember really liking about Jim Carrey was there was a one-off skit where I think it was a one-off skit. Where he was a, I believe, reporter, and he was talking to homeless people, and it was him and Damon Wayans, and they were trying to outgross each other. I remember the story, and like, he offered him a jar with a pickle in it, and then the jar was like yellow, and everybody's like, oh, that's clearly urine. And then like Jim Carrey grabbed the pickle out and took a bite out of it, and the crowd just ooh and on, and that was pretty funny. But for the most part, I just wasn't a fan, and In Living Color is such an iconic show, especially if you grew up with it, but it's like Asa says with Buffy the Vampire Slayer, if you go back and watch it now from this time period, it's kind of hard to swallow.
Yeah, no, it was very much a product of the time, and it was important at the time too, because it was very much the entire cast was not black or not white, basically. You know, Jim Carrey obviously was on there, but at the same time, it was very much an inverse of SNL. SNL was kind of playing it safe. They had come out of the really like crazy 80s and into the early 90s, and it was very low key. They were still rebuilding their cast, and SNL and Living Color was very much, you know, we're going to constantly make fun of black people. We're going to make fun of handicapped people. Fucking Handyman. Come on. That was terrible. It was
Handyman.
So stupid. But it was very much because it aired on Fox, and you remember what Fox was in the early 90s. They were counterculture to everything.
Yeah,
it was The Simpsons. It was Married with Children. It was In Living Color. I mean, that was the Sunday night lineup, basically.
The weird part about that is that, you know, growing up, I remember being told, like, I'm pretty sure Lindsay was told, and a lot of people were told, is you can't watch The Simpsons.
Yep.
Yes.
But
my wife was not allowed to watch The Simpsons, and to this day, actually kind of doesn't really, it's not that she doesn't like them, but it's been hard for me to convince her to watch any episodes, because she's like, I just didn't watch this when I was a kid, because I wasn't
I would
to.
Still push to watch it, and then, like, by the time, like, middle school rolled around, they didn't fight with me anymore. I could just watch it if I wanted to.
But you never heard that about any of the other shows on Fox, and maybe it's because none of the other shows on Fox were as popular as The Simpsons, so maybe it wasn't
real happy about me sitting in the living room watching Married with Children with Dad.
Well, you should not
anyway.
Have been watching Married with Children. Like, that's the thing, is that if you compare The Simpsons, especially during that time period, to Married with Children, or even In Living Color, drastically different content, and The Simpsons were so not offensive. Like...
Yeah.
I guess it was just the fact that they were cartoons and they cussed.
Probably.
Yeah, that was basically it. They were the... It was still the nuclear family, you know, no pun intended. And by the way, it dawned on me the other day that was probably the reason that Homer worked at a nuclear power plant.
The nuclear family?
Well, yeah, because they were the nuclear family, 2.5 kids and, you know, living in the suburbs and all that. Which
I'm pretty sure
just,
that was in a documentary somewhere that's what it was.
Oh, probably. And I've been over here this whole time just wondering. But yeah, it was very much the like you said, they were not nearly as offensive as all the other stuff, but they were, you gotta remember, this was pre-South Park. This was pre-Rick and Morty or any other animated series that had really taken it that far. Like, the closest thing you had to that was, what, Aeon Flux? And nobody was watching that.
I did.
That was all on MTV.
I watched Aeon Flux because I was, let me see what time period Aeon Flux. Lindsay, do you remember off the top of your head? What time period?
Gosh. Either late 80s, early 90s. I remember because my mom watched all the MTV cartoons because she would just
start in 1991.
Music television on.
Okay, never mind then. I was going to say if it was 1990, if it was what I remembered about it, it was me thinking, like seeing the girl. Was her name Aeon Flux? Or I forget. But just
It's according to this, it started in 91. It aired until 95.
Seeing her.
I think it started on Liquid Television in shorts.
It did.
Also.
It did.
Yeah. It could have been one of those things that I had a crush on her because, you know, Shannon and girls at the time. But, like, that's too young even for me. If I watched this show, it was probably because the animation was so goddamn ugly that or the character art was so ugly that I looked at it and went, ew, what the fuck is this?
This is different. I mostly remember that MTV would use the eye catch literally of the bug in the eyelashes when they were starting their cartoon block late at night.
I would say that you talk about the eye catch. Yeah, it was that eye. And it always bothered me. I'm looking at it now and oh my God, this show was gross.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, it was something. If you caught it off guard or it caught you off guard, you couldn't look away, but yet you wanted to.
It was a weird ass show.
But it was good enough, popular enough that they made it into a film starring
Cate Blanchett?
No.
No, I'm thinking of Underworld.
Blonde. She is blonde. She was in Monster. I can't believe I can't think of her name.
Oh, well, you said that.
Charlize Theron.
Either. Charlize Theron, there it is.
Yeah. Never watched the movie.
A little funny that of those early MTV cartoons, the ones that stuck in my mind more were the Max and the Head, just because they were just bizarre.
I'll have to look that up. I don't actually remember that one.
I don't either.
The Max.
I remember Syphil
and
Ollie. That was about as close as I got to animated.
But I remember
puppets.
Syphil
they were sock
and Ollie.
Puppets.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about Max Headroom. Yeah, Max Headroom is awesome.
Excuse me. No. Talking about The Head.
That's actually also what I thought she was talking about at first.
The Head. I will find a picture. Hang on.
Oh, this is going to end up being some Candle Cove stuff, isn't it? You only remember this, and it was like some haunted...
No one else remember. I see it, Lindsay. It was a guy with a giant head.
Because there's an alien inside of his head. Here, I'll get a picture. I have a picture.
I'm looking at a picture.
Purple alien.
I don't need to see it. I'm looking at it.
Okay.
And Hunter doesn't need to see it because it's going to give him nightmares.
I get
and the Max
Headroom.
And the Max is the purple thing that has the single Wolverine claw that's basically a middle finger.
Nope, I'm just getting Max Headroom.
I also have missed all of the shit you guys have been posting in the chat. I'm just now catching up.
You got some catching up to do.
Oh, Jesus.
You might not believe this about me, Shannon, given that you and I have very similar senses of humor, and I don't feel like this was probably you. I was a Beavis and Butthead kid.
I was not allowed to watch it, but I would sneak it in the afternoons when I was at Grandma's house.
Hunter, someone that has a similar sense of humor as you, you might be shocked to know that I also was a Beavis and Butthead kid.
Okay, well that tracks then. At least I don't think it's so strange. Here's why I believe I was allowed to watch this. What in the Max? Oh, I have seen this. I feel like this aired briefly on FX too.
It probably did. There's a scene that the girl that he protects when she was little brought home a rabbit that got hit by a car and it would just scream in the middle of the night and her mother got fed up with it and it just shows a scene of the mother smashing the rabbits to bits with a shovel. That kind of traumatized me, and that's why it is stuck in my head.
That's a good show, Lindsay.
Well, they're both really messed up characters, so.
I, Beavis and Butthead. So here's why I think I was actually allowed to watch it. I mean, first of all, my parents in general were just, they didn't really, I mean, I was watching Married with Children with my dad. Like, he was fine with all this stuff. And my mom would be like, oh, you shouldn't do that. But then she wouldn't do anything about it. So it just continued. And then Beavis and Butthead, we didn't have MTV at my parents' house at the growing up, but my grandpa did. He had cable. He lived just a little ways away from us. And so it was often when I was growing up, when I was like, I don't know, you know, 9, 10, 11, that I would actually stay the night with my grandpa on the weekends. I was an only child, and I've probably mentioned this before, for those, you guys obviously know. But so we lived a pretty good distance away from most of my friends. I had a lot of friends at school, but I didn't hang out with a lot of people outside of school. So on the weekends, my mom and I would go get groceries, which was about 30 minutes away from where we lived. He lived there. I would stay with him while she did that. And then usually I'd just stay the night there, and he would take me back down on Sundays. And we would watch, first it was Nickelodeon. We started with SNICK and watched, you know, all the good stuff, Ren and Stimpy and everything. And he loved Ren and Stimpy. And then Beavis and Butthead. And he was just like, all right, just don't tell your mom, I'll let you watch it. And we would watch it and just die laughing at this stuff. And then, unfortunately, he really died, literally, when I was 11. And, yeah, no, that was the first, like,
well, that's a great story, Hunter.
I'm working on it.
You and Lindsay are just both going hard.
Give me a minute.
I'm sorry. And if you think about it, a lot of stuff that we watched when we were little was really fucked up.
Lindsay,
it
please. Really the frog has the floor.
He passed away when I was 11, and that was the real, like, first death I had to deal with. That was also at the time that year that my parents were divorced, and my mom and I were living with him. And so we kind of, you know, inherited basically his house. He was renting it, but we stayed there for another year. Without him. And in that year, you can imagine, my mom basically let me get away with murder. Like, I could do whatever I wanted because, you know, she knew I was upset. Basically, all I wanted to do, though, and this is why I got away with it, was just watch Beavis and Butthead. So,
that's,
yeah,
she
didn't really police much of what I watched for that time. Yeah. One thing I am really glad about, though, is that you remember the movie Shannon, Beavis and Butthead Do America?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, give him a cavity search.
That came out in 96, if I remember correctly. That was the year before he passed away, and he took me to the theater to see it, and we got to watch it in the theater together. So that was kind of special, because we had watched the show, and, like, of course, that was another, like, all right, don't tell your mom. But, yeah, we got to go see that together, and I was really excited about that. But, yeah, man, Beavis and Butthead it's so stupid. But I think it was, for you and I both, probably kind of a progenitor to stuff like Tim and Eric and Eric Andre.
Definitely.
You know, the plot was there, and it made a lot more sense than those shows. But at the same time, these two idiots just do the dumbest possible thing they can do at any given point in time, and they continually get away with it.
As weird as it is, I don't think I found the show as funny as I found the musical numbers. Like, their reaction to the music videos was what always made me laugh.
That was the part I was always bored by, because I just wasn't into music videos.
That's what I was going to say. When I was growing up, at first, I didn't appreciate the music video stuff. I always just wanted them to get back to the show. It was only when I kind of, you know, remembered, oh, man, Beavis and Butthead was actually really good, wasn't it? And went back and started watching it again, that I'm like, no, I just want the music videos. This is the best part of the show.
Yeah. It's so cold in the D, you know?
Oh, it's so cold in the D. Did you ever see, and I know you did, if you watched it the same way I did, the one where Beavis, throughout the entire, there's like a running bass line in the song, and I have no idea what the song is, but in the background, he just keeps going, bow, 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 and Butthead's just talking over him, and he's expecting a response, and finally he's like, what, Beavis, what are you, and he just, bow, bow, and occasionally he'll go like, higher, bow, 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 he just starts slapping him around. It's the best. I wish I could find that exact clip. I've never been able to find it.
I wish I could find the one, it's a rap song, I forget what it is, but like the rapper, he's saying basic stuff like, you know, get money, get bitch, whatever, and Beavis he's just like, mm-hmm, get bitches, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like he's taking notes.
Yeah, it cracks my shit up. And then there was the It's So Cold in the D when they did their revival show or whatever. And God, it's still so funny. I thought you were gonna ask me, since I watched Beavis and Butthead, if I watched that stuck up uppity bitch Daria.
Oh, careful. Careful, because I also really like Daria for very different reasons.
Purposely trying to bait me because I know he can't stand it, and I love it.
Yeah, I did not care for Daria at all. Like, take the worst parts. It's with her character. The show was fine. It was her. If you took all the parts of the characteristics of my friends that I don't like and made a person out of it, it's Daria. Even down to the whiny tone and like just, I could not stand listening to her talk. And I was the only one like this. I will openly admit, because a lot of the times I'll fight people on it. I still like Ghostbusters 2016. I'll stand my ground and say, maybe you're wrong. But I was the only one wrong about this one. Everyone loved Daria. I was the only person sitting over there with my little sign that said, like, you know, get back in the kitchen or whatever.
Well, you got King of the Hill out of it, so.
I got King of the Hill out of Daria?
No, out of Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, no, that's not the same guy.
Mr. Anderson.
No, it's not
basically
the
same guy.
Mr.
Them
Anderson
boys are
the
whacking it in my tool
it.
Shed.
They made him younger and whatnot, but they basically said he was the inspiration for Hank Hill.
Well, yeah, clearly he's the inspiration. But yeah, there are people that still think that it is Hank Hill, and it doesn't even have the same name.
No. The only way he could be Hank Hill is if he changed his name and if he had, like, he lost all his hair. Like, did he go through chemo or something? Because Anderson looks significantly older.
Maybe
he's always
something
bald.
Really bad happened with Peggy, and then he went into witness protection.
Well, he had that camper.
Because Mr. Anderson is older.
Yeah, he had that camper in the movie, and then them boys were whacking it in his camper.
I will say, I've always said that Beavis and Butthead, King of the Hill is so far superior to anything Beavis and Butthead or Daria or anything like that. Like, it's the best thing Mike Judge ever did, easily.
That reminds me. I gotta fully cap off the story about my grandpa, and you're gonna like this. Here's the good ending.
Okay.
I also only just realized recently, so at my work, there were things that I took from my grandpa's house when we eventually, you know, kind of split up his stuff and everything. And one of the things as a kid, I have no idea why I wanted this, but it's like a leather folio, like a folder. It's got like a built-in calculator and stuff, and it's very old school. And I use it at my work for note-taking and for various things that don't, I won't say that we don't give away what I do. And I'll tell you after the show. And I only just recently realized where that came from and why he had it. I had never thought about what he did as a job because my grandpa was retired by the time that, you know, I was really cognizant of who he was and what he did, which is why I was able to hang out with him on the weekends all the time. But before that, because he'd been in the military and all this, he was in the Air Force, actually. But before that, when he was still working, he worked at Feral Gas in Sykeston, where he sold, I kid you not, propane and propane accessories. And that's why he had this folio thing, because he used it to, he had like a legal pad in it, and he went around and you know, that's how he got his pricing and everything. And I remembered it, like this bomb of memories just dropped on me of like hanging out with him in the building there when I was really little and playing with the calculator they had there, and riding in the truck with him. But yeah, he worked at Feral Gas where they sold propane and propane accessories. That was his job.
My dad was an alcoholic, and he, as long as I knew him, he didn't have a job. He just sat in his chair watching TV and drinking. That's it.
Way to be a downer.
That's the joke.
All of that.
Hunter, can you hear me?
Yeah, he said just keep talking.
Oh, okay. I'm not paying attention.
No, clearly you're not. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Lindsay, What do you got going on? Anything?
I'm attempting to work on Wesley's other Christmas present because it'd be kind of a bitch move of me to just take the ones I made you and give to him and then make you new ones.
That would be shitty, yes.
Which is why I'm not doing that.
Lindsay, quick, pop quiz. What's your favorite song about horses?
A Horse with No Name by America.
All right. That's the opening song for tonight then.
Maybe.
You know that's about that girl, right?
Yeah, I know. It's fine. I don't care. I still like the song.
All right. I was going to end the show after a half hour, but I'm going to wait until Hunter gets back.
So. We're going to be like, oh, well, Hunter left. We're just done. Bye. Sorry.
I can't do that to him. He's a good horse.
He's a good horse?
Yeah. So what are you doing this weekend? I'm going to have a little bit of Cyberpunk going, probably. And did you get that picture of my dick hanging out?
No, I didn't.
The picture of the dick hanging out of my pants?
Nope. Did not.
You had to, because I
send that to me. No.
I sent it to like 9 people. You were one of them.
I need you to clarify what? That it was in Cyberpunk. Please explain.
Yes, yes.
I mean, was that what was going on? Because all I saw was you in a green outfit.
Oh, well, hold on. This is the picture in question. You can clearly see his genitals hanging out of his pants in the picture.
Oh, okay. See, I couldn't tell that that's what God. That was. It just looked like there was something...
No.
Yeah. I mean, it looked like there was something hanging from whatever that color yeah. thing on the shirt is.
Shannon, hey.
I didn't realize it was Shannon. Coming out of the pants.
Shannon, I didn't know if you know.
I was also at work when you sent this.
Shannon, your fly is down.
No. It's purposely done. So
also, I'm just glad that when you asked her about her favorite song about horses, that she didn't say anything about that black horse and the cherry tree, because that's the worst song.
I forgot about that song. I hate that song so much.
Why did you bring that song back into my head?
I could have been a real jerk and just said the My Little Pony theme song.
I'd rather listen to that.
Back when I was still in radio, every year we did, you know, Heartland Idol, the contest, the singing contest, which is just a joke. It started out as a jokey karaoke contest, and along the way it got way too serious and it was so stupid. But every single year somebody sang that song, and then it reached a point where the guy who did the music for us there, what's his name, I can't think of it. Cody's gonna be mad. Not really, that guy sucks.
Well, don't think of his name.
He
now
did the, he did the karaoke. Well, he used to do the karaoke at Showmies when Showmies existed. And it was like, it was that song, it was Black Velvet by Alana Miles, it was what's that song by the Fugees, the
Killing you.
Stroking my pain with his finger.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Oh, I
one
hate
time.
That song, too. He
really?
Ruined all three of those songs, yes. Because it was like clockwork. Every contest, every karaoke, every sing. And the people who sang them were terrible. So I'm only ever hearing terrible versions of these songs over and over and over.
Yuck.
For the record, a good answer would have been Casey Musgrave's High Horse, one of the only country artists worth listening to nowadays.
Yeah. I think... Horse with no name will work.
That's the best answer.
Also, I'm putting the picture of my character with his penis hanging out as the picture for tonight's show.
No!
But...
No, you're not.
But hear me out. I've got
a horse over it?
I've got a black bar over it.
Oh, jeez.
I think the horse would be... I recommend a horse.
Put a horse over it?
Just stick a horse over it?
Well, then
just
that's
a horse head.
Then that's just a big old horse cock right there.
Yes.
All right, I'm looking up horse head. Please, God, don't let there be pictures of a decapitated horse. Did I ever tell you about
the
time?
It's gonna be.
You ever tell you about the time I looked up a picture of Christian girls? What happened?
No.
So I looked up. It was like a Christian singles ad popped up on my shit once.
That's just disturbing.
This is a couple years. Yeah, Christians are disturbing. Oh no, okay, that is very disturbing. I don't like it. But yeah, an ad popped up for Christian singles, and I. Clicked off of it because I get spam like that all the time. I don't know how they know I'm so lonely. It doesn't matter. But I thought to myself, okay, I'm going to look it up. So I typed in Christian girls to see what I'm dealing with. And I hit image. And the image was from a news story in a foreign country about Christian girls who had been murdered. And the picture was of two teenage Christian girls laying on their bed with the heads on the floor.
Oh my.
Because I don't leave Safe Search on. I don't believe in censorship for the most part. And that was the picture I saw, and it scarred me, and I wish I had now. Also, this is the picture that will be going over his genitals. Just for you guys.
Hang on. I do have a recommendation. It doesn't have to be this week, but at some time in the future for Horse Time, this needs to be the picture for the show. That's a 5-hit combo right there.
Wow.
All right. Well, I think that's going to
do it.
Maybe
that should just be the picture for the last show of the year. Whatever the last show of this year ends up being, that's the picture. This site's been purchased by the H.E. Butt Grocery Company for erection of a new modern Piggly Wiggly.
So, fucking Shannon, you need to save that image so you don't have to scroll back through however many weeks.
Oh, yeah, because I'm not doing that.
Go away.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. All right, we're going to save that off, and I think we're going to end it here.
That's a good idea.
I know it's a short show, but, you know, You probably
it's
only
also 11 o'clock.
Yeah, and knowing our listeners, they probably only paid attention to half of it. They're just laughing about horse cock. So,
I twisted your arm into this one. I got home earlier than I thought I was going to. We didn't think there was going to be a show. Then we played Call of Duty, and then Jesse was like, "All right, I need to stop." And I'm like, "Cool, it's horse time.
It's my last one. It's your last one because you weren't doing so well."
It's true, and you should say it. The funny thing is, I also wasn't doing well, and I was ready to keep going. I understand my limitations.
You didn't have to talk me into this. I wanted to do it. I didn't have anything prepared.
I got to participate.
Yeah, yes. There you go.
There it is.
Hey.
I am sad I'm going to be working on Christmas Eve, though, so I suggest we not do a Thursday show that week.
I can concur to that, to the sense that I will not be around.
I mean, don't we usually take...
I know we usually take that week off, or at least like Christmas Eve up to New Year's, we usually take off.
I think the last show that week will be plays that Tuesday night, the 22nd, because that'll probably be the end of Cody. Unless we happen to wrap it up this coming week, which I know we're recording early, but...
Which, speaking of which, do you think we're going to get that done in time?
I don't know. I mean, we will definitely get it done. I would not be surprised at all for us to get it done by the end of the 22nd for sure. But will we finish it this coming go around? I don't think so. I think it'll take 4 plays.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens with that. We're going to get out of here. Yes. Yeah, that's it.
Oh,
real quick
before we go, because I forgot. I know. I'm sorry. Lists, because I was not around last night. There's no list for me. I have nothing. A, I don't use Spotify. I use Apple Music. B, my Apple Music is extremely tainted by mainly... I told you guys this, but I didn't say it on the show. My wife and I use like an overnight, like a nighttime forest sounds thing that we use as like a sleep aid through our Echo in our bedroom, and it plays from Apple Music. So guess what my number one track is for the year?
Because
I play it on, it's called Nighttime Forest Sounds by Asserting Art, and I play it for an average of about 8 to 10 hours a day.
Jesus.
It just keeps rolling. And then beyond that, at work, I also use like a light, it's not jazz. I always want to say jazz. I used to use a jazz one. It's called Piano Bar. It's an instrumental piano music thing that's, beneficial when people are trying to read and such, because there's no lyrics and it's very low key. So that playlist rotates, 7 to 8 hours a day. Well, not really. It's usually, I guess, on average closer to 6. So basically I have no useful data from my Apple playlist. I do remember that there were a couple Hamilton tracks that popped up, beyond those things. And then I don't know, there was a Raging Against the Machine song in there. I don't know. It was random.
Yeah, that's good shit.
I have no useful information to share there.
Well, it's still better than Lindsay's. So.
Yeah, I know.
No,
I can't.
Everyone hates my stuff because mine was 90% musicals, because that's what I've listened to mostly this year.
I mean, yeah, I would say if I'm using mine, other than like an exercise playlist or when I was listening to Hamilton a lot, that's it. Outside of the other two things I mentioned, so
if Poppy were a musical, I would have listened to a lot
fun.
Of Poppy.
Oh, eventually, it's going down. By the way, Hamilton, Tanner's going to listen to this. When are you actually going to get around to watching it?
Probably never.
Watch it over Christmas.
Especially if Tanner can't do shows.
Yeah.
Which
apparently he can't. He's never here. He was going to wait and play Call of Duty after we all went to bed.
Which, maybe, by the way,
I still didn't understand that message.
Two things. Three things. One, the Discord.
I don't know if that's better or worse. Because now it just kind of looks like he's riding a very tiny horse.
the stick is hidden behind his leg.
Two.
You got that Star Wars font on tap, don't you?
It was the first one that popped up, and I said, I'm not putting any more work into this. Two, Lindsay, it's probably too late for this. It's probably too late. And I know, was it Three Doors Down would say it's not too late, it's never too late? No, who is that?
No, it's not Three Doors Down. 3 Days Grace.
3 Days Grace.
He knew there was a 3 in there.
There's definitely a 3 in there. Where is it? Hold on. It's coming.
Pause for groans.
Here it is. This just got released. There's no way you could probably get it for me for Christmas, so I will be disappointed, but just so you know.
Limited edition. That's a comic?
Limited edition Poppy's comic, Poppy's Inferno.
That's cool, but yeah, no, you're not getting, at least not from me, sorry.
They're sold out of all of it, but the deluxe edition, the graphic novel, it's $100, but...
I already got you a book. Just to give, I'll give this away on the show a little bit. I already got you a Christmas gift. It's a book. It's by a guy named C. Montgomery Burns, and it's called "Will There Ever Be a Rainbow?"
Son of a bitch! You crazy son of a bitch! You did it. You actually did it. The other thing is, Taylor Swift just released an album last night. What? I'm serious. Yeah, she just released
a Christmas album, or
no, just an album. She just released an album, and apparently, she's got another
is
one coming out soon.
Second one for this what? Year.
This is her second one this year, yeah. Okay. And they're already peeling back the layers, trying to figure out the Easter eggs in her first video, Mellow.
Oh, of course.
Anyway, go check it out.
I mean, I guess if she's been can't tour because of quarantines, you might as well get in the studio and record.
Yeah, she said she had a lot of music that they made. She just kept putting it out. I'll listen to it. I liked her Folklore album, so we'll see how it goes. Until then, though, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back on Monday for I Want to Believe? No. Technically, it's a Bird Up.
Bird Up.
But you Nerd Bird Up. Sorry. It's the worst podcast on the
no,
show.
No, Bird Up is we're recording Sunday, and then that airs on Tuesday.
That's true. That's
Which
very
mean,
true.
Which means there's been a crap ton of stuff that Disney Plus dropped.
Well,
for
bad news,
the
he's
next
not.
Couple years.
Bad news, he's not doing it because he doesn't have a cast right now. Jesse's in a bad spot. So we'll officially
and I have
be
to
back.
Close, so I can't help.
We'll be back on Tuesday with another PZ85 Plays. And then probably no PW. Probably a Thursday show, probably not a Friday show. Boy, it's deluxe with cheese, kids.
December is light. We're sorry.
I will be around Thursday. I can help out Thursday this week. Right, I cannot cool. do Friday, but I can do Thursday. And then that's probably my last. Oh, that's definitely my last Thursday, Friday, because the next plays will be my last show at all for 2020. So,
well, you know what? I say it's a horse step up. So,
that's okay. Right.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. You guys take care of yourselves. Go listen to the Taylor Swift album. And otherwise, practice social distancing, wear your mask, and rest in peace, Tiny Lister, and also Texas is a garbage state. Okay. Hunter, take us out.
Arby's, we end the show.